Jesus, let there be a release. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost everywhere. I see somebody pressing his phone. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Sakapane pa hayatem de bash. Sakapande yakaparande badash. I feel there are more, but maybe. Pastor.
Come on, go ahead and pray in the spirit in the next 2 minutes. Ele mamoka na manazalida. Perene, perene iko mana. Ah. Sune mai na kamane yatonane. My God, Sanemo, Sanemo, oh my God, Sanemo, Sanemo, I come out as a mentality. Amrena mokapata penalide Rapo Sanema Sanema. Oh my God, I behold in the spirit. The heavens are open and mighty angels are descending. In Jesus' mighty name. Holy fire born upon my altar, from within me, Spirit, you take over. Holy fire born upon my altar. Holy fire born upon my altar. From within me, the Lord told Moses, he told him, tell Aaron that this is the law of the burnt offering. It is only a law and a principle if the fire is burning there without going off. You see all this go up, come down, you are hot today, you are cold tomorrow. No, you have not encountered that law. The revelation has not hit your spirit. There is a way to keep the fire burning. 10 years after, they meet you and they will see the same fire increasing. Men met me in Lagos and they said, Peyo, are you still carrying that fire? And I began to wonder. You see, my see, these men didn't pass through the same thing we passed through. The glory came and all of you were there, just like they saw it on the mountain. But it was only Moses and a few men that really touched the reality, the power that they experienced. Saul, that became Paul, said that when the glory of God fell in the noonday, the light that shone from heaven was stronger than the sun in his strength. The scripture said, he said that they that are with me, they didn't know what was happening. Meanwhile, they were struck under power. That was when I understood that men can be struck under power. Meanwhile, the reality back in that encounter did not enter their spirit. Holy fire, born upon my altar. From inside, from within me, Spirit, you take over. Holy fire, born upon my altar. Holy fire, born upon my altar. Take over, holy fire,
firewood.
Never, never should the fire go off. But this is the law. You have not encountered the law. You are still dealing with what we call in sciences hypothesis. Guess what? Trial and error. I tell you, there is a principle in the spirit that powers a consistent prayer life, powers a consistent walk with God, a consistent study life, a consistent pursuit of God, an ever increasing hunger until that which you are pursuing will begin to pursue you.
Holy fire, holy fire.
We talk of things that our eyes have seen and our hands have pondered. For more than a decade, we have been able to hold on to that thing that we encountered. In the days of a man, that man that started the worst revival, Evan Roberts, a time came, he said that I've touched these things and I fall. I sit and wait for the sign. The people that we are talking about are men that have touched things and they pour and they wait for the sign. The sign will appear in the heavens again. And then the days we saw as if they are far will begin to lead them. God,
no,
in Jesus' name. Let me establish a scriptural basis. Find your seat and sit. You see what? You see the principle of burnt offering. The fire shall be going there all night and morning, but they said you must add wood.
Yes.
If you don't add wood, the fire will go off. No matter what lands on them, you must give them something, a weight to carry that fire. Some of them don't know what landed on them. That's what we were not told. And some things landed on us before it began to function. It took 5 years. Meanwhile, people left the upper room, that place when the Holy Ghost came, and they began to heal the sick and raise the dead. Why? Do you even know why? The scripture says in the book of Acts chapter 1 that after Jesus, are you sure you are giving me the sound I want? You are distracted, Oga. Now, the scripture said that when Jesus rose from the dead, he said, it was Dr. Luke that was talking. He said, the former Titus, all excellent Theophilus, of all Jesus began to do and to teach. And he said he gave commandments to his holy apostles. Now, that lecture that Jesus gave his disciples after he rose up is the crux that gave them weight. So that when the fire fell, they know what to do with the fire. They know how to sustain the fire. They know how to increase the fire. Because the scripture says, even when dissension came among the people, they said, we are not going to leave the ministry of the word and prayer and begin to serve tables. Who told them that the ministry of word and prayer is preeminent and foundational? There was a lecture. Jesus took leave from heaven, and for 40 days after he resurrected, he was teaching them things pertaining to the kingdom, because there is a structure that needs to be in place, and these men are the foundational men that God take more the Holy Spirit from me. That means the man stood on a plane in the spirit, dry and passing down. We know what that is, that I know see your glory. So when as I've seen it in the temple, this man is asking for a personal encounter. In those days, there is nothing like personal encounter. In those days, God speaks to men in general. This man said, I want to colonize you, oh God. Hey! See, I must establish the basis for what is coming. Because they are clothes from heaven. Listen to me now. I want to continue from where he stopped, because he spoke by God. What you people didn't know is that when from morning session, from that your session up to this session, that there is warfare going on. That was why you were hijacked and you began to sing that song and say that thing you are saying. Don't fear. There is no need to fear. That's why. Because the context of revival is actually territorial in nature.
Follow me now. Follow me. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. Glory to God.
The context of revival is territorial in nature. Jesus was talking to them in the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8. He said, "For ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you will now be witnesses unto me." Where? That means the context of revival is what? Territorial. Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost part of the earth. As far as Jesus is concerned, the move of God, the revival we talk about, is territorial in nature. What he sees is territories.
Pray in tongues, O God. Pray in tongues.
See, what you don't know is that there are things I saw in the spirit. In fact, as I'm talking to you, they sent one of their agents in this place. So, the hand of God, that thing that opened in the heavens, we strike. If I be a servant of God. That's what I was dealing with that time you came. Clothes. And if it's true that revival is territorial, that means that beyond the people that you are ministering to, you minister to the territory too. I want to tell you that there is the higher level of ministry is territorial ministry. That's what I'm trying to tell you by in the context and viewpoint of Jesus. He didn't say you will receive power to go and minister to your brother. No, he said Jerusalem, Judea. That means you must understand that if it's true that the context of revival is territorial, that whatever it takes to trigger it, sustain it, we have to be in a measure that it can conquer a territory. So that's what men like Charles Finney carried. So that beyond shaking somebody and he fell under power, you can come into a meeting like this, and because of your presence, one meeting like this is held under a spell. They spoke about the man called Esther Somura. They said the man entered the city and an intercessor has been in that city interceding for long. And on that day, Lester, his train spoiled and he landed and stopped in that city. And then the intercessor woke up and saw light shine. The darkness that he has been seeing in his territory for long, suddenly light shine. And he said, "Thank God, is it true that you have answered my prayer?" He said, "No, my son Lester is in the city. My son Lester is in the city." The presence of a man is the answer to all your prayer, 1 year prayer. Believe it or not, my presence here is the answer to many of your prayers. No, it's not amen. Who said amen? It's not, it's a fact. God said, "I want to deliver the children of Israel from the land of Egypt." He was saying, "I want to deliver them, I want to deliver them." When the time of deliverance came, we did not see God, we saw Moses. Who did we see? Lift up your hands, sing that song once again. Holy fire, burn upon my altar. Make it a prayer. From within me, Spirit, you take over. Holy fire. You have 30 seconds. Holy fire, burn upon my altar. From within me, Spirit, you take over. Holy fire, burn upon my altar.
When you start doing priesthood,
it's because you are sleeping from 7 till 7. That's why you don't understand this spiritual clothing. The day you start waking up by 12 a.m. to pray till 3, and you do it for 21 days, that's when you will know that there are things in your father's compound that have mouth and they can speak. One of my people came and began to pray like this. He will wake up in the night and stay in the father's veranda in the compound like this. He's a polygamous family, and he did it for long, until one day he seemed as if thunder struck from heaven. They were shaking. Even him, he became afraid, took his mat and entered inside the room. As soon as he entered inside the room, the gods of their family began to fight each other. I'm not saying in the spirit. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because when you finish that healing 500 people in a church, the spirit that is in charge of the territory is a spirit of immorality. Your church members will leave singing on the stage and still sleep with each other because there is something hanging on it. I tell you, I came to a place when I was doing youth service, Muslims came and lived in that family house. I prayed the Lord. I said, let the fire of prayer burn. Let it burn upon every heart, burn upon every bed, burn upon every person, every one after another. Until Muslims are filled with the Holy Ghost without anybody ministering to them. We will go out for spiritual CDS on the street. People are slain under power. You didn't know when we saw that place. We were in a meeting one day and a seraphim came down from heaven. It was when he poured that column of fire. That was not born for many generations. You people still saw the fire burning. The fire was not there when I came in. The way you have started praying, you must have noticed that some things have started reacting around your life. In fact, sometimes your father that loves you will start persecuting you. You must understand what is going on. That's what I'm saying. There are some places you go and minister, you notice that you become sick. You must understand what is happening. Now, follow me. There are some places that you will finish, you know that you are being struck with an arrow. The pain that you were healed of 30 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, we come back. You need to understand what is happening. You need to understand that when you start doing territorial business, Satan will exploit all your weaknesses. The loss that you had years ago and God delivered you from that loss, there are some places, there are some ministry you start doing, Satan will take advantage of it again. He will continue poking. Is it true that you have died or lost? They will send a special delegation to you. Higher power delegation. You know what happened to Balaam? They sent the first people, he was able to resist it. Send the second, he resisted it. Now the president have to come himself. Who is this man? Because as far as Satan is concerned, every soul has a price and he can buy it. It was when Jesus came and refused to sell his soul that we knew that there is a soul that cannot be bought. And remember, Jesus is not just our Savior, he is our pattern man. It is after that day that men can stand on what Jesus did and decide that they will not sell their soul to the devil. You might say, I'm not selling my soul to the devil. When you abandon your destiny, the context of the ordination that God factored from time immemorial and began to function outside of it, not because they gave you one job and they are paying you $100,000, you forget that job is different from work. Nobody can take your work away from you. You can change job tomorrow, but your job is constant. You can stay there and be medical personnel, and once they remove their eye, you discharge 10 people from their sick bed. Because you are a doctor, you are ministering to them, you know that this thing that be drug and oppression will never solve this thing. But you have on your right hand what can solve it. In the name of Jesus, be made whole. When you start doing business like this, then you must understand spiritual clothing. Numbers chapter 20. I want to establish something before our daddy will come on. Verse 25. Somebody pick a mic. No, don't go. Read it for me quickly. read it for me quickly. Read it for me. When we completed 12 weeks, God told us there is a principle God taught me in the spirit. Before sonship conference, we completed 12 weeks, and then we broke into the territory. You can be doing ministry, the territory doesn't recognize your presence. It was then that we started receiving some feedback. Let me tell you. Sat on my, you know, you have heard of death. It's a spirit too. He sat on my door for 21 days and refused to leave. This is the way I was living, because on that day prayer is not enough. I want to tell you how to maintain your spiritual clothing. On that day, your walk in righteousness, the righteous living you have, is more important than the 3 hours you have prayed. On that day, you must understand covenant living. You must understand some principles in the spirit. You must have somebody higher than you that has voice, that can speak where your voice cannot speak. Haven't you ever wondered, you will come and pray and nothing will happen? Then somebody else has not prayed, he just entered and the answer came. That means the person has a voice where your voice cannot reach. You must have that person, because a day will come where you will need an elder to speak for you. An elder need to put mouth in the top. There are things. It was after that time I knew that when I survived, I now understood what God has been teaching me. I was fasting throughout, it was not enough. I was praying throughout, it was not enough. Somebody read Numbers chapter 20. I want to show you something quickly.
Verse 25.
How did you know it's verse 25? Okay, continue.
Take Aaron and Eleazar.
Now listen, are you there? If you are there, say amen. Okay, well, read.
Take Aaron and Eleazar his son and bring them up onto Mount Hor and strike Aaron.
Reduce a little, reduce a little. Hi. It's you that made me, I'm moving. Oh yeah.
And stripe Aaron of his garment.
No, I need somebody else to read this thing. She is doing for them for me. I need. Let a man read it for me. Where is everybody? Somebody, quickly, quickly, we don't have time. KJV, you don't read Pretty something. Done. Yes.
Take Aaron and Elisa, his son, and bring them up onto Mount Hor.
Continue.
26. And strip Aaron of his garments, and put them up upon Eleazar his son, and Aaron shall be gathered unto his people, and shall die there. Verse 27.
No, it's okay. You see, he said, call Aaron up to the mountain, and strip him off of his garment. You see, it is impossible for Aaron to die if he's wearing his garment. Even though it's time for him to die, even God cannot allow, even God cannot, you can't die with that clothing. The clothing has to be removed. If like, let Satan sit at your door for 100 days, let death sit at your door for 1 million days. If a man is clothed, he can die. That's why the scripture said, let your garment be spotless and your head not lack oil. It's garment that makes men survive. When God wanted to gather Aaron, he took him to the mountain, and he knew that Aaron cannot die except that garment was removed from him. We have started doing territorial ministry, and Satan have started striking. In fact, let me tell you, this thing is serious. Once I'm not around, I hand over this thing to my sister. One day, I was in Lagos for that revival thing, fire thing, and then my sister was leading prayer. You know, the way we pray, hey! It's not we shock prayer. We have prayed till the chambers of our spirit has been reconstructed. Stomach, there is something they call serratus arterial. My own has been broken many times. sometimes I will pray to a level, the thing will start paining me again, as a reminder that I have treaded where mortal men should not tread. That if it's true, I will continue on this path. I have to be powered and sponsored by the eternal power of God. That is how God reminds me that I'm still human. Because when Jacob wrestled with God, he had a hollow. As a reminder that even though he had power with God, you have to know that you are still human. My sister was on top of the prayer. And then two arrows came and struck her. Inside prayer, struck her, bam, bam. She was seen on top of prayer and fell sick on the stage. She is with Mike and became sick. Has it happened to you? It has not happened to you. You have not been doing anything. It has happened to you. If it has not happened to you, you have not been doing anything. No, they don't know you. They say, Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. You, who are you? I'm not asking you for your name. I'm asking for the authority level you have in the spirit. They struck her and she... They deceived me. So I was planning with a different routine. I didn't know. In my heart, I still have 1 hour. I didn't know I didn't have up to 10% of that. Now, let me round up. We are going to pray and then we'll go. Now, I think in the book of, because of our time, in the book of First, let me establish a doctrinal basis for this my position. You know, you cannot just be making claims on revelation when you don't have the basis in the doctrine to back it up. And you know, doctrines are not lifted from the Old Testament. They are lifted actually from the Epistles. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 from verse 1. No, there is no need to go there because of time. Well, you can go there. So that you confirm what I'm saying is true or not. Paul was saying that even if this our outward tabernacle house is getting weary, that there is a house we have in the heavens. Now, he's saying that we groan not for us to be unclothed, but for us to be what? Clothed upon. Now, this is what he's saying. He's saying that as you are now, as a that there is a clothing that you have in the heavens. And because of certain kinds of ministry, especially when we have entered into the territorial dimension that we are doing, you can actually loan that your now that clothing is your eternal clothing. You can check the scripture, that's what he called it. But you can loan it now. You can loan it now by groaning. That's what the scripture said. So even though that clothing is eternal, it is actually for a time to come. But I was teaching you about eternity, an eternal concept. That time is inside eternity. In other words, even though it is eternal in dimension, if you can understand the principle in the spirit, you can run that dimension and begin to function with it now. So, Paul was saying that there is a way we can groan and then we'll be clothed upon, not to be unclothed. Are you with me now? So, on that basis, Paul is establishing by the doctrine that there is a clothing that a believer can have on the basis of groaning. Somebody can say, is it true? Who has seen it? The scripture says, I've forgotten the place, talking about Jesus Christ. The scripture says that he went up on that mountain of transfiguration. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. Your amen can be louder. If you are with me, say amen.
Glory to God. The scripture says that Jesus went up to that Mount of Transfiguration. Sister, do you know what happened? He said that as he prayed, what happened? The fashion of his countenance was transfigured. Now, the scripture says something rested on him. It is from there that Jesus taught us a lesson. Meanwhile, in the book of John chapter 17, Jesus was talking. He said that you will clothe me with the glory I had with you before. So, Jesus understands experientially this dimension of spiritual clothing. And when he went to the Mount of Transfiguration, the scripture made us understand that as he prayed, that was what Paul was saying. He said that there you can grow and then you will be clothed. When Jesus prayed, he was clothed. And lastly, before I close, there are many types of spiritual clothing. The scripture was talking in the book of Luke chapter 24 verse 49. Because some of the things you thought you are clothed, is not the real clothing that you have. The clothing I'm talking about that is the protection and preservation for a man that is doing territorial business is the glory clothing. It's not power. The scripture said in the book of Luke chapter 24 verse 49, it said, tarry ye in Jerusalem. Is it not true? That for you shall until you are clothed with what? Power from on high. So when a man tarry, but clothed with power. In case you think this is not glory, I think in the book of Exodus, oh Jesus help me, I've forgotten the particular place. The scripture said, and God told Moses and said, make a garment for Aaron and his son. It shall be for them for glory and for what? For virtue. So the garment, in case you might be doubting that what type of garment is this, as I told you that is the garment of glory that can forbid a man from dying, even in the face of death. People don't die because they are facing Boko Haram. They die because they are unclothed. The scripture says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony. We stop there. The scripture actually added a 13. He said, and they loved not their life unto death. That means these are men that face death daily, yet they are marching on. You must understand how to survive in the face of death. Because every apostle and the foundational people that raised the church, that movement, they are people that counted their life for nothing. Yet they didn't die. You can't kill those people just because you decided to kill them. You can only kill them when up. And that garment is taken. So the scripture was talking that the garment that Aaron had, that it was Moses by the instruction of God that made that garment. And God told him that this garment is for what? Glory and for virtue. That was the garment that Aaron wore. He could not die until he was taken up to the mountain and God says, strip him so that he can die. If you are not stripped of your garment, you cannot die. It is after those moments I started asking God, for many months now, clothe me with the garment of glory. And for every level, there is a fresh and heavier garment that you need. That's actually true. I was watching a movie and somebody was wearing a bulletproof and they brought a sniper. I've forgotten the caliber of the bullet and put it like this and shot the guy. They shot pistol. The thing didn't kill him. But they shot that one. It pierced the bulletproof and entered. So then, even though you have protection now, like the guy that was following a pastor to do covenant breaking, he now thought he has received his own and went and collected his father's distinct. He is now moving in the street in my village, smoking cigar and speaking in tongues. Lift up your hands, just be seated. Ask God, clothe me, clothe me, clothe me. Make it a sincere prayer. Make it a sincere. Everyone, just pray. I don't have time. I would have led you into at least 15 minutes of prayer. Somakante kabarat, simama kadesh, ibrale, madale sinama male, amrade kamana endelebo. That woman
2 more minutes. Carefully keep down your cups. If you go home late tonight, it's not a waste. In the next 10 minutes, people are going to be included here. Come together, if you are back, come. In the next 10 minutes, everybody.
Wherever you are, just come closer. If you are outside, we need order in the house now. This is the communion of dominion. Pastors, just stomach up. Something is going to happen here now. Now, listen to this song. Don't play skills. Pray in tongues first. Don't be doing ba-ba-ba for me. I'm not a skills person. Everything is spiritual. There is nothing that is not spiritual. The scripture says we understand by faith that the things that are seen are not made from the things that do appear. There is a realm that is the mother realm. It's the realm of the spirit. When things are being reconfigured there, then they begin to manifest. In that place, there is nothing like mistake. There is nothing like you are playing baba. No, there is a sound you will make. It will align with the heart of man. It will align with the heavenly orderlies. There are angels scattered everywhere. It is not every sound that will trigger their ministry. Elohim Adonai, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Lift up your hands, everybody. Elohim Adonai, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. In the next 5 minutes, the glory of God will hit this place. As a confirmation, thy will be done. Elohim Adonai, thy kingdom come. As a gatekeeper, as a what?
Now listen to me. Listen to me. You are in campus. God needs to recover our campuses. Let me tell you, the reason why the hand of God is upon any campus, especially in this southeast, anywhere God sees the highest concentration of young men and women, then he's always interested in that location. You are in campus, you are doing first degree, you are doing masters. You are doing masters. Receive something. Especially some of us in southeast. If you are in UNN, better. If you are in any campus in this locality, better. I was in campus many years ago, and God was telling me that there is a revival bursting out from the campus. I told God, how? I've already left. He told me, no, that there is a way to set it up. You are in campus, you are about to enter, you are whatever. Lift up your hands in the name of Jesus Christ. See, I am not just ministering to you as somebody, as a man of God. No, I bring you a witness of a man that lived all his life in campus as a consecrated vessel to God. What we have today is as a result of what we touched in campus. We are just consolidating on the encounters we had those days. I was in Vermont in 2011, 5 days fasting during Christmas, and God told me, I give you a mouth and a wisdom that men cannot gainsay. From that day, me that can't talk to people, you can't listen to me and not know that the hand of God is upon this young man. I pray for you today in the name of Jesus Christ that God will put his hands upon you and then begin to do mighty things in your territory. That compass is not too strong. It requires a man that has the horn. Akede Kedesh Kabaratas. Now listen to me. There is a song. I can see with the eyes of my spirit. I can see the sun of the new church rising. Yes, I know there will be men on fire. They're coming from afar. They're coming from afar.
He sees some. He's a volcano. Holy Ghost. Young lady, are you in campus? Holy Ghost. Who is in campus? You are a leader. Raise your hand. Are you in campus? A leader. Jesus.
There is an angel standing beside you. I will count to three. He will pour that oil. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, fresh grace. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3. Receive it. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. From the crown of your head. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Holy Ghost. Manelemo Sanama Sanama Nikoma Abenado Abenado Kamado Sinakamane Ivana de Panamado Sinana Matane Manatana Nina Tanamanate Ibara de Kota Kamade Lamatoa Aiko Bolo Solo Bolona Matane Iakona Iakona Banade Ebeneto Sanama Abinade, Komanata, Silamako, Benete, Iano. Hey! Sumana, Kamana, Yenamo, Senenorana, Matamana, Nia. Abinako namana bana kania dede sonada mama na dena kana kamade lolo sina kamana dena dena dede abanado that's it focus. Position. there are spirits you cast out and there are spirits you war with. Just don't bother yourself, this one is warfare. Now you are sick, quickly take your hands, put on that part of your body. You are believing somebody for healing, take out your handkerchief, raise it up. We just have to pray, just 30 seconds. I don't care the sickness. I said Jesus has prayed. I went to a meeting at Telugu and I was telling them about this thing. Some people thought we are joking. Somebody that was supposed to go for ADA training, he had injury on his leg. And you know those places, they are interested in physical exercise. We are still talking, he then left. You were there at social conference. The woman that was bedridden and the man, you are the one taking testimony. They were bedridden and we connected on the phone. He has not been able to get up from the bed for long, and he got up from the bed. One of our sisters called me the other day and was in ministration. No, I was at my party, and he told me that, you know her, peculiar. She's in labor for 2 days. I just told her, in the name of Jesus, I stand by the covenant. There is something I have that is weighing on my head. There are 3 things that God ministers to a man, and he becomes a system. Once he gives you the covenant, the inheritance, and the promise, you are not a normal man again. I told God, as long as I'm concerned, there is something that I inherited from my father. When my father was born again, 1974, I was despised, not by a woman, by. When he got out, 6 months after he got out, the first person he ministered to was a woman that was pregnant for many days and refused to give birth. And they said, preacher, come and minister to this woman. She prayed that the woman gave birth. Since that day, no matter the woman issue, once my dad, father touches you, the issue ends. I said, my God, if it's true that I come from the loins of this man, the same inheritance is on my life. I don't care the issue you have as a lady here, whether it's menstrual cramp or whether you are looking for husband or whether it's sickness or whether it's infection, whether it's fibroid, I pray in the name of Jesus. Hey, give me that. Come on, give me. Let it sound. I charge you, spirit of infirmity. In the name of Jesus, come out! Come out! Come out! Listen to me now. If you are deaf in 1 ear or any ear, just take your hand and close that ear. Where? In the name of Jesus, just this in next year. Father, in the name of Jesus, I command partial deafness. I command total deafness to leave now. You spirit of deafness, you deafly spirit, you dumb spirit, I charge you by the authority in the name of Jesus, take your hands off. If there is any pain at any part of your body, the scripture says that there are gifts of healing. I have understood amongst many things that was in my life in the healing ministry. It doesn't matter the pain, even if I'm sleeping, I wake up, that pain leaves. I went to the last meeting in my village, a man that had dislocated this for 15 years. I was still talking about healing. For 15 years, the thing started working. A guy that cannot sit, he cannot stand, he cannot sleep. As I was talking, the healing power hit him and the pain left. I speak to that pain in your body. In the name of Jesus Christ, I don't care whether it's by witchcraft. I don't care whether it's by accident. I don't care where it's coming from. I charge you in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out! Come out! Come out! Come out! Come out! Check your body if you have pain, he has left. Check your body. I just want to take you. are living here, you are not just healed, you begin to heal. That was what God was trying to show us in your session. He wanted to show us saints ministering to each other. That's what he wanted to show us. That beyond us, the ministers, that this is not a one-man show.
Yes.
If we will not be able to raise other people doing what we are doing, then we have failed. That was one of the mistakes of the last move. When you see one giant man of God, and everybody in the field is just coming to drink, a time came the man will get weak because he's a human being, and there will be no error and God to take up his hands. That is the ministry of Moses. When he was dying, it was only Joshua and Caleb that stood out of millions of people. But Jesus understood, after being miracle for 3 years, the first miracle, even when he rose from the dead, he took 40 days and did lecture on how to prepare them so that power will come on them. Because he knows that as much as he can do as a human being, is limited. I pray for you now that the same thing, the same healing anointing, hey, we finish teaching this thing at slave. A sister left and went to a relationship seminar, came to the gate of where they are doing relationship seminar, you heard it now, and came there, saw a crippled man, a man with crutches. Oh, this is, come, where is she? Come, you are a witness. It's okay, don't come back. Now, they went and told the man, do you believe we can pray for you in the name of Jesus? They are not pastors, they are not men. The scripture says in the book of Luke chapter 18 verse 1 that for men ought always to pray and not to faint. In verse 3, he said a certain woman, so that you will know the day he was talking about men, he's not talking about gender. Because in the book of Genesis, the scripture says that God created man, male and female, made he them. What God created was man, not male and female. Now I want to tell you, if you like the female, your identity is a man. Once you have understood the principles and functionality of that office, because the role of man is an office as far as God is concerned. The license to operate in the earth is the office called man. Now I want you to listen to me now. Even if you are a lady, something will come upon your life and you become a Deborah, so that when the men are hiding in the places, you will rise up and go to the city gate like that lady and begin to collect crosses. She now went back to hospital, collected another one, went back, collected. When she did it 4 times, men sat down, all kinds of things, arthritis, her faith rose up. I shout you in the name of Jesus that you will leave this place and not go and keep this anointing. You will go and clip one altar. You will go and raise the fresh altar for Jesus. You will go and heal the sick. You will go and raise the dead. You will go and cast out devils. Amen.
Come and touch my hand. If you're a woman, come. If you're a woman,
come.
So that you can go home. If today you ended up not going home, it is not a waste. One time in your life, that time will go, and that time gives you something to serve.
Make sure you know that. When I said,
every spirit that is not of God is not living this day. Every spirit has limited
you. I said it, if I'm a son, it's not possible. They are actually sent.
Any spirit that has limited you up until now, today marks the end. See, I am not talking as a man. I'm talking from a place. We have learned of these spirits and we conquer them. I don't care who you are. You are not, see, I'm not blessing you. I'm empowering you to go and bless others. So if you think you were blessed, that's not the testimony. Father, we give you praise. Let's pray so that those that want to go will go. Every spirit that is not of God, the glory of God will force you out. We set you free. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Jesus. 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 Every spirit that is not of you, every spirit that is at work in this land, in this territory, that is finding expression in people here, we put an end to their oppression.
There are many, they are sent. Look at the, just they are sent, there are many. I saw it, I fought for more than 2 hours. They brought food for me, I know it was not time to eat. I was sitting there before the situation. Listen to me. Chuka, let me tell you what. I was sitting there when that young man that was there was ministering. And then I had a splitting headache for like 10 seconds. And once I have headache, it's a sign that God showed me. Then I will know that there is a heavy demonic presence. I checked in the spirit and I saw that giving us a sword to strike them down. You will see what will happen. Now, I forgot to do this. Daddy, let me take your permission. Lift your hands. We speak to the four ends of this state, to the southeast. In the name of Jesus Christ. The move of God that is coming, the thing that God is cooking in this territory will not survive it. There are people that are already threatened by this small thing that you are doing here. It is not small. When they met in the day of Pentecost, they were 120. After some months and years, they said, "This men that turned the city upside down." Father, we pray. Make a prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let every city, every town, every village be implicated by this program, by the move of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, they will not survive. Open the gates. Now listen to my song. That the righteous will enter. This is the day of the Lord. People will be on their bed filled with the Holy Ghost. A move of God that we never see. We start with people. They will go train and and Jesus will hijack them there. They will be doing a ritual in churches, and then the Holy Ghost will strike in their midst. Oga, keep her on the ground.
Jesus, mighty name.
In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name we are praying. If they are wearing wig, jewelry, anything, they might need to take some of them out as
wait,
people.
Wait. Let's do testing here. You know why we are going to do testing? I want to show you people, everybody watch. When you go from this place, you will now know how to make a mess of Satan. You will see that he is not powerful. As I'm talking, that spirit that, yeah, this is what the spirit said. Leave her, she was given to me. I will now come by the office of my coming. Let me know the spirit that said she was given to anybody. A spirit that did not create heaven and earth cannot lay claim on any life. If you created heaven and earth, you spirit, continue to lay. But if you didn't create heaven and earth, I will count to three, and then the covenant you have with her, for wherever it is, I break it in the name of Jesus. I break it by the blood of Jesus Christ. I bring a new routine by the authority of Jesus Christ upon my life, and I command you to leave her. 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 Break! 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 This one is a vessel. Satan hijacked her. From today we recover it. I recover you from there in the name of Jesus. Shut up. Come out. Don't listen. This is not to, don't listen to story. What you need is that devil to come out. Help me. Hold her hands. Take your right hands. Put on her tummy. Put on her tummy. Out. Come out. Come out. Come out. I break. The link is being broken now. I see it tearing in the spirit. I see it tearing. It's tearing now. Yeah, that's what she's copying out. It's tearing. It's coming out now. It's coming out now. It's coming out now. It's coming out. 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 Out! Shut up. Out. Out. My friend. Out. Shut up. Shut up. Jesus. You know what you do? Leave them. Some demons need to be tortured. When they are tortured, and then the person will now receive deliverance. Come on. What did she say? Leave her. We don't need to hear what she says.
We don't need all this.
Let's close.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Carry her to
Jesus.
Carry her to the kitchen. Carry her to wherever. You don't have to.
Thank you, Jesus.
If you see devils, cast them.
Thank you for all that you have done. Actually, what God has done will now start manifesting after you leave here. So don't go home and say, I was blessed. You have taken the blessing of your generation. So go outside and enforce it. We thank you. You need to give God an offering. We can't get a basket. Let's do that fast and close. Some people have to go home. You can't get that. Take this. is medicine after death. Take them out, medicine after death. Take her now, let me see. Bring your spin basket, let's go. If you can carry her, why are you shouting? You can carry her. Carry her now. Bring basket. You think we'll get me out of joke? Demons are very, you know, dramatic. Yes, they like attention. And some babies will tell me, what God has done will now start manifesting after you leave here. So don't go home and say, I was blessed. You have taken the blessing of your generation. So go outside and enforce it. We thank you. You need to give God an offering. You can't get the basket. Let's do that fast and close. Some people have to go home. You can't get up. Pick this. It's medicine after death. Take them out, medicine after death. Take her now, let me see. Bring your spin basket, let's go. If you can carry her, why are you shouting? You can carry her. Carry her now. Bring basket. You think we'll get me out of joke? Demons are very, you know, dramatic. Yes, they like attention. And some babies.